With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It is snowing across big swatches of the United States right now. Massive winter storm named Fern, by the way, if you care. Moving across large parts of the country, snow, sleet, freezing rain, all of that, but frigid temperatures too. Power outages, treacherous road conditions, and canceled flights. The National Weather Service says the storm is expected to continue into the early hours of Monday, depending on exactly where you are. Critics say the policies of New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani are clearly anti-business.
Mamdani's agenda of raising taxes on high earners and corporations reportedly has many millionaires planning to leave the city, and it comes at a terrible time. The Unleash Prosperity newsletter says that last year the Big Apple had its sharpest decline in business growth since COVID in 2020. More than 8,400 businesses shut down the second quarter of 2025. Only 3,500 opened. The decline wiped out nearly all the city's startup gains since 2022.
Correspondent Ken Lormond, he says that Mamdani is offering to cut fines and fees for small business in half to prevent a recession. Many economists warn as he implements his anti-business agenda, more New Yorkers in every income bracket will leave the city, which has lost some 430,000 people since 2020 alone. The commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard is warning that his forces are, quote, more ready than ever as U.S. warships bear down on the Middle East. Tensions between Iran and the U.S. remain high following a crackdown on Iranian protests that began in December. Activists report more than 40,000 arrests and a rising death toll. President Trump has warned Iran against executing protesters and says he's moving the warships, quote, just in case. The situation has led some European airlines to suspend flights over the region. This is SRN News. The new head of the New York City Council has a plan to reduce anti-Semitism in the Big Apple. Amongst other things, Julie Menin wants a 100-foot buffer zone established around all synagogues and Jewish schools to keep protesters at a distance. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has already offered a buffer zone proposal. It would only establish a 25-foot limit. Legal experts say both plans are likely to run afoul of the First Amendment and would probably be challenged in court. Anti-Semitism has been surging in New York in recent years. America's Hispanic congregations are growing. According to a poll released by Lifeway Research, a lot of new Latino-majority churches are springing up around the country, and while they are small, they won't be for long. The average Hispanic congregation starts with about 30 members, but by year 8, that number increases to nearly 100. Half of the new churches are in three states with the most Latinos, Texas, Florida, and California. This is SRN News. The financial markets will be watching closely this week as Federal Reserve policymakers meet to decide what to do or not do about interest rates.
The general consensus is that the Fed will leave well enough alone, leaving rates right where they are after cutting them at each of its last three meetings. Given that inflation and the job market are relatively stable, policymakers are not expected to adjust rates again this time. The annual rate of inflation held at 2.7% in November and December, while the unemployment rate edged lower in December after rising to a four-year high the month before. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Today is Sunday, January the 25th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Football Hall of Famer Carl Eller. He is 84 years old. Hockey Hall of Famer Chris Chelios is 64 today. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is celebrating his birthday today. He is 48. This is SRN News.